Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Well, clearly we're not a sports thing. We don't, I mean, one has ever accused me of being...
sporty?
Athletic.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. There's a...
like it'd be an accusation. Well, but I mean, it's hard to avoid the Super Bowl. Can I... Wait, you know what? Can we talk about that?
Okay.
People know this, and I bring this up every year.
Yeah.
I don't think it's illegal to say the word Super Bowl for us.
As long as it's in a news story, I was told.
We can just say Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. You look at you freaking out. But I think when we can't say it is if, hey, Slacker and Steve, we've got some tickets to give away too. As soon as we're benefiting, like we've got a contest, or hey, we're throwing a big party where we're going to watch the, if that were happening, then we would have to say big game.
Okay.
I think that's the way it works, because the fact is the Super Bowl is happening and we're allowed to call it the Super Bowl because that's what it's called. If we're trying to attach ourselves to it,
now we can't.
Then we have to say it's that big game being played on Sunday between the New England team. We can't even say the names of the teams. If we were, I don't think.
You're right.
So.
You say the cities, but you can't say the.
The reason we just had this conversation is when I said the word Super Bowl, Steve panicked as if I dropped an F-bomb. Because you made a face like I said the mother of all curse words.
Because in this industry, we're so conditioned.
It's true.
And threatened.
You yes.
better not
you
say.
You can't say those words. Super Bowl. Ha! Okay. I'm pretty sure we're okay. Is it, what's the fine per instance?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it's hard to avoid. One of the new things that's been happening this year, and last year it happened a little bit, and a little bit the year before, almost all the Super Bowl commercials are out again already this year. Why do they do that?
Oh, I forgot about it.
Like, releasing them. I thought the whole point.
To make you watch.
Yes.
Yeah, during the big game.
You're not going to say it. You're going to make me be the only one who said the word Super Bowl this many times.
The SB that's coming up.
Oh, my God. I'm not going on until you say it. Say it.
Excuse me.
Oh, my God. Oh, is your cold acting up? Here it is.
Lost the
camera. Okay. Right, don't say it. I'll be the only one who says it.
Saying the Super Bowl?
There it is. Thank you. Anyway, almost all the people have done it again this year.
They released some. I've forgotten. I haven't seen it. Are they any good?
You know what? When was the last time? I mean, there's been the Budweiser Clydesdale thing always kind of gets you the heartstrings or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's usually a funny Doritos commercial or something. But the bulk of it, I mean, is the Super Bowl. We were talking a while ago how like the Golden Globes and the Oscars were all just kind of like. Who cares?
Yeah, there are a lot of people every year they're caring less.
Are we there on the Super Bowl?
I'd have to agree.
But I think the ratings are going to be higher this year for football than ever before, but I wonder what they're going to be like this year for that.
I think it's because there's just so many layers, there's so much stuff. There's just everybody throws their 2 cents worth on this.
And almost none of it's the game.
Right.
I was trying to watch stuff the other night and it was just like it was rappers they were asking them what they thought the line should be on the Super Bowl and you're like, how does 2 Chainz know? He doesn't want to talk about that.
None of you so-called professionals.
No.
Right?
It's just dumb. So speaking of dumb, this is related to the big game. Pizza Hut is giving free pizza a year for a year to the parents of the first baby born after kickoff.
I'm glad you kind of said it. So when I read this, dude, I'm like, I don't understand how they got from point A to, what does one have to do with the other?
I am really happy you're saying this.
Oh, I thought it was just me.
Is this a goal for somebody? Is there somebody out there going, honey, don't go into labor yet. We want to have our baby as close to the Super Bowl kickoff as like.
Exactly.
I understand on New Year, like midnight on New Year's, and you basically had the first child of a new year. I still don't get it.
Me too. But I guess that's at least more prestigious and. Worldwide.
So you're trying to have your baby at 4:25 on Sunday? That's your plan.
And I guess, and Pizza Hut's saying, you know, they deliver pizza. Well, they want to honor the delivery.
Oh, you deliver. Oh, is that really why?
I guess.
They said, let me see what they said. We're turning the spotlight on the unsung heroes of Super Bowl Sunday. I'm reading a direct quote from a story. Am I allowed to say it?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Actually.
The family's making their own special deliveries in maternity wards around the country. So to enter, you got to post a photo of your newborn baby on Twitter and put hashtag Pizza Hut special delivery on it.
Okay. I just don't understand what one had to do with the other, like forcing it. And,
I don't.
But I think you're right, dude. Their eventual goal is to get people like us to talk about.
And we just fell for
and
it.
And we just talked about it, yeah.
I guess the other question that I have for you, like, as we said, nobody's watching the game. Are you going to watch it? Do you care?
If I do, I can't do Super Bowl parties, man. I'm the only person that I want to watch the game.
Oh my God. I
want to absorb
you.
The game.
You could come to my house. We don't do Super Bowl parties either.
Because people always force you to have these football parties.
No, and I'm not doing it anymore. If it's a game that I actually want to watch.
Thank you.
It's like, no, guys, sit down and watch the game. Oh, can I get another Moscow Mule? It's like, do you know how to make one? Get your butt up.
It turns into all that.
And I just want to watch the game.
That's why I'm here. I can go to any party I want, but if it's a Super Bowl, I just want to watch the game.
Sit down.
Yes.
Pay attention to the thing.
Because that's what I've done all year long.
Is sit down in your living room.
And pay attention to the game.
So you don't care about either of the teams. So are you still going to watch?
Yeah, I just want a good... When no one's invested in the teams, we just want a good game. Or people say, no, we want a good halftime show. Who cares?
Maroon 5 is going to be... Ugh.
Oh, that's another thing. What's his shirt? Everyone's making a tizzy
over
his
shirt. Everyone
wants
to know. Well, because it's one of those prop bets. That's one of the ways to make this Super Bowl interesting.
Okay.
You can put money on what color you think.
Gotcha.
Like, I think the line is heavy on black right now.
For Adam Levine.
What color will Adam Levine's shirt be? You know, because you can bet how long will Aretha sing. Like, the national anthem, how long... It's not Aretha. It's Gladys. Aretha's dead, isn't she?
Yeah, isn't
okay,
she?
Okay, so it's definitely not Aretha. It's Gladys Knight.
They have her singing there? She had an ATL
she's singing
girl?
Singing the national anthem.
Is she an Atlanta girl? Or is that the correlation?
She must be. I don't know what the correlation is.
Okay.
But she'll probably crush it.
Oh, absolutely.
But they do an over-under on how long...
How long that lasts.
Because, you know, every once in a while you get the, you know... You get the Mariah Carey who has to do that run at the end. Was like, and the you're like, what is that? I don't know. F. Scott, whatever, is like.
I don't think he had that. In mind,
he was like, just it's and the whole stop. Oh, the stop.
Done.
Brave, stop.
Thank
Jets.
You.
Slacker and Steve.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.